my devotional. I call it that because there's not a lot of substance to it, not a lot of information to be thing, but just a thought. Rest in my presence. This is taken from one of those things, Jesus is calling things, you know. You've seen those? So the world around you seems to spin faster and faster until everything's a blur. Yet there is a cushion of calm at the center of your life where you live in union with God. So God basically says, return to this soothing center. Well, this is 1 John 4:12. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Isn't that an interesting thought? God dwelling in us, and God is love, so his love is perfected within us. So return to this soothing center as often as you can, for this energizes you. God says, I will fill you with my love, joy, and peace. And many other things from Galatians 5, 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. So remember this, that the world is a needy place. Do not go there for sustenance. Don't try to get your happy joy from the world. It's a vain attempt. Instead, come to me, learn to depend on me alone, and your weakness will become saturated with my power. I heard a phrase a long time ago, I believe it was Dr. Bob Jones Jr. that said it. He said, if you find yourself, you consider yourself too big for the job God has for you, then God will take the knife of chastisement and whittle you down to size. But if you find yourself too small for the job that God's called you to do, then God will soak you in his grace until you swell out to fit the job. Sometimes we feel lost in all of this, but becoming saturated with his power, his grace, is what we need. When you find your completeness in me, you can help other people without using them to meet your own needs. Live in the light of my presence. Your light will shine brightly into the lives of others. So the idea is get set aside a little bit. Stop running around, going crazy. Sit, meditate on the Lord, his presence, his power, his commandments. That's the important thing.